Chapter 5, Cones for Everyone, Carefully. By evening, the line at Chili Millie's cart was gone. In its place stood a cheerful semicircle of customers, a shaded waiting area, three official catchers, and one slightly sticky machine that had learned some manners. Nutty leaned against the catapult, proud and tired. "I think we improved ice cream." Grandma licked the last of her lemon scoop and considered this. "You improved the speed," she said. "You did not improve the laundry situation." This was true. Several squirrels now wore artistic dessert marks. The mayor had fudge on one ear, the tuba still smelled faintly of blueberry, and General Nutbert had somehow acquired a cherry. But everyone was smiling. Chili Millie sold every scoop in the cart. The birthday party declared the pudding accident their best tradition yet. Papa had sampled enough quality control dessert to speak very slowly and happily. Mama tossed one last small vanilla cone to Hazel Rabbit, who caught it perfectly and bowed like a champion. The crowd cheered. Nutty looked at his notes. He had started with a wild idea and ended with something slightly smaller, slightly safer, and much more useful. This happened to him often. "Next summer," he said, "we could maybe build a root beer zip line." Grandma pointed a spoon at him. "Finish your cone before inventing beverages." So he did, and Nutville Park glowed warm and golden while the last careful cones sailed through the evening air, just high enough to be exciting and just low enough to stay out of the flower contest.